So today's reading is Fruit of the Spirit, which Franco gave this, but I'm going to do it from my Bible, if that's all right. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. So, Zandra, do you think we should make some fruit salad? That's quite a normal thing to do, right, at a Sunday service. Yeah?
I think this would be a good idea.
Excellent, good.
Well, so, I need some helpers, though. I need... Lucy, do you want to come help me? No, come help me, please. I need four helpers. We just need to wash our hands first. So there we go.
Do the other children want to come and sit in the front on the carpet?
Oh, just put them at the back there. That's great. Okay. Do you want to grab an apron? There we go. And all chefs need a hat. We'll have to try and make it work, won't we? Let's just put this underneath.
I'll just hold it here.
We all need to grab it. You need an apron?
And parents are also welcome to come sit here. We don't want to exclude anybody.
That one might be too small for you. Yep, there we go. We all ready? Helping each other? That's the way. Okay, here's a knife. I've done a safety check, health and safety. It's not going to slice fingers. There we go. All right, do you each want to grab a breadboard, whichever breadboard you want? And there's your knife. Are we ready to go?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to make fruit salad. So there we go. And I'll just chop this for you quickly. And then you can break them into cubes.
Wow.
They're pretty cool. Oh, if they'd stay in the centre. Wants to be here. Just chop them into little pieces. There's no perfect way. All perfect. There we go. One apple left. Do you want to grab those along so you can start? Do you like apples? Okay. So there we go. And when you're finished, where's our bowl? Had a bowl. Your hat's too big, sorry. You get in there and you do that, and I'll look for the bowl for a second.
Here's
our bowl.
Yeah, sounds perfect, yeah. Excellent.
Okay, and as you chop them, pop them in there. Maybe I'll help you if that's okay. We're just going to chop some apples.
We saw that. So fruit salads would be pretty boring with just one fruit, right? Yeah. What makes a fruit salad delicious is having lots of different fruit. It brings color, texture, taste, aroma, and different purposes. Some fruit has vitamin C. Other fruit has vitamin B. And berries have vitamin K1. And they all have loads of good things for us to eat. I wonder if God made all people different, like the fruit, or all the same. Maybe this is a... Here we go. Perfect. Looks good. Right, so Zandra, could I ask you to read the book? No, later.
Yeah, sure. Everyone else is going to chop this so long, and I'm coming to sit over here and read a story with you. It's called Only You Can Be You. Everyone's different, and that's okay. The maker of everything makes us that way. Maybe you're loud and burst in with life. Or maybe you're quiet and seem kind of shy. Maybe you're playful, artistic and free. Or maybe you're organized, tidy and clean. That's every parent's wish. Maybe you're brave and you're the king of the hill. Or maybe you hide and you can be very still. Maybe you're tough with big muscles and might. Or maybe you're tender and let yourself cry. Maybe you build forts with sheets hung on trees. Or maybe you dream of the stories you read. Maybe you're funny and tell silly jokes. Or maybe you're wishful and share all your hopes. Maybe you're fast and you can win every race. Or maybe you're measured and keep a set pace. Each person is unique. Only you can be you. You're perfectly different, and no other will do.
Amen to that. Yes, God made us all different, and differences are definitely worth celebrating, because each person is unique, and we each bring different color, texture, flavor, aroma, and things that the body of Christ needs. Each fruit is important and brings its flavor and value to the fruit salad. In the same way, all humans bring their own flavors and value to a school, a church, a workplace, or a community. We call this diversity. Zandra, did you forget the bananas in the...
No, I can't reach them. So we'll leave them.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's move on then.
Cherries.
You can so try it's nearly strong. Ready. So I'm who wants man. Fruit salad? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Thank you. We'll just add some cherries in.
Oh, Jill, put some just half.
Zandra said, no, we can't have bananas. She can't reach.
Can you reach?
Thank you.
We'll get one now. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I think that today... the first person who should get fruit salad is the new grandpa in the group.
Yes! Woo-hoo!
So if you can go and give that to Andrew, just wait, I need to give you a spoon. Oh, that's okay, I've got more, there we go. And I think... who else do I feel like giving to today? I think maybe we'll give to Grandma, absolutely.
Noni, there we go. Andrew, you stole
one to a cup. No, that's what I said.
We'll give to And then maybe we'll give to Sarah and Sarah.
Yeah, good idea. But Zandra can't reach the bananas, so.
Here we go. Can I grab that cup? Okay, that's Sarah and Sarah. And how about now we give to David and Pixie?
Yes.
You're allowed to eat it.
You're the taster.
Okay. There we go. There we go, the Sarah, and then...
And Sarah.
Oh, no. Do you want to help me? The spoons are here. Can you grab them for me? And we'll give some to the... Who else? Oh, give
to... Sarah and Sarah.
I think Matt.
Matt, yeah.
So give to everybody who led worship this morning for us. There we go. One more. One more, and then we're done. Did David get...
David's oh, we need here, to give waiting David patiently.
Some. There we go.
Good man, shares.
Okay. And to our wonderful musicians, do you want to give, have they all got now? Lydia and Matt. Okay, done.
Done, right. Okay.
Everyone's
that's
got fruit
enough.
Salad. Yeah.
So right, now, everyone you. Who did not get fruit salad, how did you feel? You look sad. You love fruit salad. Sorry.
So okay.
This is actually called exclusion, where only some people get, and the others, well, tough. You're not going to get. Children, have you ever been left out of any activities? For example, you're not invited to a birthday party. That's sad, isn't it?
Well, I know that when I was young, I used to want to play with my cousins, but they were a few years older than me, and whenever I'd want to go play with them, they'd say, little kids can't play with us,
yeah,
and I'd have to go and find my own thing to do.
Yeah, that's really sad. Or maybe you're in class or outside and all your friends are playing on the playground and you have to sit in the grass and watch them. It's not a good feeling, huh? So how does that make you feel? So what are we going to do?
One per family.
We're going to grab some of these envelopes that Zandra has prepared. What's that?
So one per family.
And there's no food in them, so there's no fruit salad or anything in case you...
So one per family. If you get double, then just put it back in the basket, and we'll also send around to everyone else that's around.
So it's just, if you can just write on the little small square piece of paper, how does it make you feel when you're not included, i.e. you're excluded from school, from workplace, community, whatever? How does it make you feel?
And even if you think about how did you feel when you didn't get fruit salad, don't use these little hands in your bag for now. Just use the little squares. All right, go back to your family, everybody, that's on the carpet. Go back to your parents and sisters and brothers and go and do this together.
Okay, so we've put all these words on the cross as we take our hurt, our pain, and our sadness and give it over to Jesus. Isn't that amazing that we can actually do that? We don't have to keep the pain within us. We can actually just take it to the cross and give it to Jesus. And later you can have a walk and have a look at all some really interesting words that have come up and been used there.
There's some words like rejected, forgotten, sad, mad, disappointed, hurt, ostracized, not feeling worthy.
So Jesus doesn't want people to feel excluded. He came to bring life and light to the world and also to change the way people think about disability. Very often disabled people are not included in their school, their workplace, their church, and their community. Disabled people very often would use the same terms that we see here on a daily basis. They want to do what others do, but very often they are not allowed to do so. So for a very, very long time, people have been coming up with different ways of trying to explain or look at disability. In the old days, before Disney Channel, iPads, McDonald's, and cars, we're talking of a very long time ago, in the days of Moses, there was... Franco, right, thank you. That's discrimination. I'm excluded, I feel hurt. Before McDonald's, right? There was a rule and law that actually, if people were different, they were excluded and they couldn't be part of the community. And we see this throughout the Bible as well. The lepers as well. For example, the lady who was bleeding for 12 years, she was seen as unclean and she couldn't actually do certain activities because she was excluded. We see the blind man in John 9. He actually sat on the outskirts. He didn't have a job. He just sat there hoping that others would actually help him.
He was a beggar.
He was a beggar, exactly, an outcast. That's the terms that are often used. So they couldn't go to school. They couldn't go to work. They had no place to worship. Very often they had to stand outside. They often had to live away from everyone. They were outcasts, very poor, no money, no jobs. They were ignored, and they had no value. So times have changed, but many people in society still treat people with impairments in the same way, don't they, Zandra?
All the time.
Disabled people do not have value. So this is called the medical model, and it's a way of looking at it. So disability is seen as negative. The label often puts little or no value on the disabled person. There's the idea of dependence, where disabled people wait for others to provide help and care. And the disabled person has nothing to offer in return. People see the disability and not the person. The problem is with the disabled person.
And we often hear there's a book written by a wonderful person who says, "My body is not a prerequisite." Because in the medical model, we believe there needs to be a cure for the way the person is. But in the social model, it's different. So what brings about some change? Well, we know, just as we sometimes see things just change, it's a new chapter. A new chapter came around when Jesus was born. And he came and he grew up and he lived in the community and he saw all of these things happening. And then he started ministering. And we see him create miracles where the blind can see, and we can see that we hear that the woman that was bleeding, she was healed as well. And we often see that as God's great healing, but what we don't often talk about is God healed those people not because he didn't see that they were wonderful and that they were created to have unique talents, but the people around them didn't see their talents, didn't see their gifts. And so in order for them to become part of a community, he had to heal them, and he had to glorify God to see how amazing God is and what he can do. But God sees the value in every person and knows the unique talents that they bring. And so we know that with Jesus, he called us to love everybody. He called us when he came into the world and he started doing the healing. He said, change with love. Love the people around you. That's his greatest command, is we have to love each other. And that means accepting difference. And sometimes it means actually getting to know a person. Because when we don't know people, we think, oh, they're not like us. I don't like them. But if we actually spend some time with them, they can become our best friends because we get to know who they are and what they like. And we often find that we like the same things and they can be friends. So Jesus came to heal our community, not the person. To bring us all into community so that we may be the body of Christ. We each have a part to play. When we read this beautiful book, we are all unique. We are all special. And we need to include each other. So in the social model of disability, it's a very different way of looking. Social model of disability says disabled people. So those of you that don't know, well, you can see. You can't see me because I wear contact lenses. But if I took Franco's glasses off, would he be able to see? Would he be able to read what's at the back? So I would have disabled him. I would stop him from being able to read, but he can read. If someone doesn't hear very well and they have hearing aids and I take away the hearing aids, I disable them. if people want to come into church and there were lots of steps and they were in a wheelchair, they can't get into church and be part of community. So we disable them. So society disables people because we don't make accommodations. We don't try and help them to do so that they can participate. And the social model of disability says everybody has worth. That Jesus came, there was an old law with Moses that said you have to be separate. Jesus came, he brought his love, he brought his redemption, he brought his healing from all of these horrible feelings, feeling miserable, feeling embarrassed, forgotten, rejected. And he said, with love, we can sort all of those feelings out and we can be in community. So social model of disability says we all have value, that other people disable us, and we all have responsibility to change that. And the other thing is just to say, how many people are you? If you could do quick 1, 2, 4 counts. 1 in 4 people sit in this room, whether you're born or whether it's acquired, all become disabled in your life. Very few people will leave this world not being disabled. And we may see disability in a certain way. But if you get to a point where your body doesn't want to do what you want it to do, like stretch and put your leg up here, you know, age can sometimes have an impact. But there are lots of things that can disable us. But the biggest thing that disables people that have impairments is our attitudes, our lack of embracing people, keeping them ostracized, keeping them apart. So Jesus calls us to change that and to recognize everyone's unique talents.
And to show you an example of that, we're going to return to the fruit salad. And quite a few people have been concerned about the bananas that have been left at the top. So the medical model says, well, Zandra, you're too short. It's your fault. So let me help you. So I will do it for you.
And lots of people wanted to help me as well earlier, which was great.
Whereas the social model says, okay, Zandra's short, but what does she need to actually get to the bananas?
A ladder. An elephant.
Entrance,
I still need a ladder for the elephant. Maybe a giraffe.
Everybody pray Zandra doesn't fall.
Now, I do have one problem. I'll have to break them.
So I don't think you'll ever see bananas in quite the same way after today. It's okay. And this is a term that's called equity that we use as well within the social model. And equity is giving people what they need so they can function well in their schools, in their churches, in their places of work, and in community. Okay, so this was an example of equity where we provide a stepladder. We provide something for that person to actually reach whatever they're trying to reach for. Okay.
So at all times we need assistance. And just in case you're worrying, I meant to answer this question earlier. When you went and did that, how does it feel to be excluded? And some of you are probably wondering what's happening to that fruit salad. So, in the true inclusion model, at the end of the service, everybody will get some fruit salad. And not only will you get fruit salad, you can get a dollop of ice cream as well.
And so also, may I add, to in terms of inclusive ice cream, we have plant-based ice cream as well.
So, going back to the equity, because equity is a hard word, isn't it? Yeah. It just means making things equal, the same. So if someone can't do something, if they can't see and they need glasses, making people equal is giving them glasses so that they can see the same way everyone else sees. So sometimes we have to do things like that. So maybe glasses or a guide dog so people can go walking and they know where they need to go. Or they may need a walker or they may need a wheelchair. Or they may need to see that we put elevators in buildings so that they can get in there. And when we put elevators in buildings and make changes to the physical building, think all mums and dads, grandparents, big sisters, little brothers that have pushed a pram will know that when you face stairs and bags and a pram, it's difficult. Now imagine if you were in a wheelchair as well, how difficult it is. Just a little thing in our church drives me nuts. When you go down the corridor, and I know we don't have space, if you're in a big wheelchair, motorized wheelchair, you cannot get from the kitchen area to the bathroom because there are chairs all the way. So it's little things that we can just think about. What would it be like if it was, you know, it's different for others. Not everyone can walk. And so I suppose just looking at that, you can't always see that people have impairment. You can't see I have a brain injury. You can't see when I'm having a bad day. But I do. But I still have abilities and gifts and talents, and I can share in the community. And sometimes we make a difference. So you may have seen me coming to church, not only running out the peace sign, but wearing dark glasses. And some people may think, does she think she's a celeb? But it does dim the lights and makes me be able to be there. And not only you might think I'm a secret agent, because I normally have my head-canceling noise set with a little black thing that's sitting here. So, hello, yes, all clear. And it's got a blue light on. But those things make it possible for me to participate. That's equity. Little things that can make a real difference. But we have gifts.
Okay, so who can remember what the fruits of the Spirit are? Vinny, can I ask you to come down to the front, please?
Vinny? Oh, can you remember what they were? Fruits of the Spirit? Anybody know?
At least one.
In our hearts, the Spirit.
Love, yes.
That's cool. Do you want to pop that on the board? Which one can you remember? Yeah, just put on the whiteboard. That's great. Which one can you remember? Patience. Oh, that's a cool one, isn't it? Magnets are working too hard. Oh, lots of hands. Who's got... Which one have you got? There, you got the last one. There we go. You go put your one up. Which one have you got? You put your one. Thomas, what have you got? Joy. There we go. Cool. Oh, there we go. What have you got? There we go. Great. You've got another one? Oh, yes. Well, wisdom would be really good. It's not on there, but I'm going to give that to you, because if you make wise decisions, you probably make good decisions and you have goodness. So there we go, goodness. Peace. And who's got, whose hand? Yes, what have you got? Have you got the, there we go. There's the fruits of the Spirit.
Well done.
Equity in action.
Excellent. Absolutely. Okay, so those are the fruits of the Spirit. So now we're going to have a look at... So, children, go back to your parents, and everybody is welcome to do this. So in the packet as well, you would have found little hands. So we are Jesus' hands. And just write on there... looking at the fruits of the Spirit, how can we show more love to others? How can we show more kindness? What does it look like to do something kind, to be kind to somebody else? And just jot them down on your little hands, and we'll put the hands on the outside of the cross. So as soon as you've written something on, if you can just come forward and put them, or somebody will help you, equity, to put the words around the cross. So I've seen some really, really good things written on the hands there. And I do encourage you at the end of the service just to walk past and have a look. One of them was smile. Now, we can all smile, right? And it's quite an easy thing. And just approach somebody and smile. You know, that's a good one. You know, just a very simple thing. But actually, why not smile to everybody? Okay. So if the bananas weren't included in the fruit salad would look and taste very different. We need everyone to be part of the church so that we can all work together as the body of Christ. In our scripture reading today, it says we get our new life from the Spirit, so we should follow the Spirit. And if we follow this example of Jesus and the Spirit, then we will display the fruits of the Spirit, which will enable us to form welcoming and inclusive communities and transform cities. So our final song is Move. And as we sing, let's pray that justice will continue to roll on like a river. Okay, so we'll use it as a prayer as well, that justice will continue to roll like a river. Thank you, Matt and the team.